God damn it, everybody's fucking up. You know what? Fuck. If this podcast has shitty background audio, it's because you guys. Because I fucked up for the first second. You guys continued to fuck up each interval second later.
I'm going to keep clapping. Okay, all right.
And.
Action. Welcome to Podcast 55, everyone. I'm Ben.
Welcome. We've been doing this forever now.
I know. We haven't figured this shit out.
We are closer to 100 than to zero.
It's true. It's very true. It's a fact, actually.
Today's word of the day is frenulum.
What?
No, today's word of the day is fisticuffs.
No, frenulum.
What's frenulum? Giggle. Okay.
All right.
Today's so frenulum is giggle.
This is the word you were talking about.
Yes.
Frenulum, based on what I hinted at, or Austin hinted at earlier before the podcast, is a word for both the penis and the vagina, despite the fact that the penis and the vagina are two different things.
Not.
What?
Oh, no, well, that's what I got from what he said.
What is it?
I said frenulum applies to two different parts of the body, although they may meet eventually.
Oh.
Elbows.
Never go ass to mouth.
It's your balls and your knees. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, man.
Bend over, make your knees touch your balls.
It's that little...
Make your knees touch your balls.
It's that little skin piece that connects... between the base of the penis and the head. Okay. And that little skin piece that connects the bottom of your tongue to the rest of your mouth.
Hmm.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's the same body part. Or the same name. That is a frenulum.
Frenulum.
Fisticuffs is to engage in combat with your fists. That's my word of the day.
Okay.
Today's letter of the day
We can't go down from here. Like, we cannot possibly have this conversation go any more south.
I have sex with camels.
All right, you know what? I'm never saying that sentence again, because apparently I'm wrong. Do you have sex with their femulas?
They're gay camels.
Feminist camels?
Gay feminist camels.
Neo-Nazi camels, they were shaven.
What the fuck?
Moo!
So now that we've absolutely hit rock bottom. But we can get stupider!
All right, so Austin is currently sitting in the most unprofessional way possible for this podcast, but that's all right, because him and Nikki share a mic anyway.
And
he just moved the pop filter to block the light from his eyes, because he was staring directly into the lights.
I approve that.
I've heard that, too. Don't go into light, put the pop filter in the way.
Yes, as you're dying, just cover it with a pop filter, and then you won't die.
It's true. Have you tried it?
God, I'm going to cough this entire podcast.
Good. I am too. I don't know why I'm coughing. It's like, you're gay. Automatically, I mean, I'm like dying.
I got my cough and I was in Ohio.
We know who's not gay.
Who's not gay?
Austin.
Damn it.
I like that one better. There we go.
That was a frenulum.
The acapella style podcast. All our words are actually just body movements.
Words.
So do we have anything entertaining to talk about?
Yes.
Oh,
what our podcast is about.
I got an Amazon Echo today.
What's an Echo?
It's that.
Echo.
It's like,
you should have brought her on the podcast. You
should have brought it on the podcast.
Her. Echo.
No, Alexa. Because that would have quickly gotten annoying.
Oh, no.
Did you look up frenulum?
That was an evil laugh.
What happened?
I am
you
an
Googled
evil
frenulum?
Queen.
Oh, my God. That's okay.
It's a good thing my pop filter's in the way.
Are you spitting all over your... That's why they say not to eat chocolate or drink coffee before.
No, because he was trying to show me the picture and the pop filter was blocking it.
Gotcha.
Right. You just got pop blocked. Anyways.
That's going to be on the t-shirt.
So let's start off with a little bit of information. Sony and Marvel made a deal to trade off the new Spider-Man to go into the new movies.
Really?
Yes.
I heard rumors of this. Has it actually been confirmed?
Yes.
I am so fucking excited because Marvel is way better at making movies than Sony.
That's true. Sony sucks at making movies.
I wouldn't say they suck. But
no, they're
certainly
terrible.
No Marvel.
They're fucking garbage.
I love the Spider-Man movies.
I don't. I never liked any of the fucking Spider-Man movies.
The new ones?
Any of them.
I like the first new one. I haven't seen the second
every
one.
Every fucking Spider-Man movie has made me hate Spider-Man more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
See, Spider-Man looks like my neighbor, so I'm just like,
hey, look at you flying around Manhattan being all cool and shit.
But Spider-Man doesn't fucking fly.
Swing.
Is that Manhattan?
Whatever.
What?
Is that Manhattan?
Yeah, isn't it?
Have you edited the last podcast yet?
No.
Oh, God damn it. I was going to ask if you heard my fart.
Yes, I can tell you I heard your fart. I know that for a fact. I always hear your farts.
Oh, so
they're
since...
usually in your face.
Awesome.
Since today...
Noises. Is...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So is you, Nikki Coffin.
Nikki Coffin.
Nikki lives in a coffin?
Yes,
she's like a
vampire.
Devil? Sleeps in a coffin?
I am the devil.
The devil sleeps in a coffin?
I said the daredevil. Goddamn
it. Daredevil doesn't sleep in a coffin. Man.
He sleeps in
an
isolation
in a...
chamber.
Yeah.
It's like a coffin.
He sleeps in mine.
Who cares?
I just
Ben Affleck.
I just saw Daredevil.
Yeah, who cares
again
about Ben Affleck?
When I was in Ohio.
No, I love Ben Affleck.
I don't. Are you excited that he's Batman?
Is he still Batman? Did they not cancel that?
Depends
they should have canceled
on
that.
Who's
only Batman's blind.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it depends on who's directing it, because if it's Christopher Nolan again, I can't sit through another one.
I just saw Daredevil
movies.
Again when I was in Ohio. It was not very good.
I don't care. It's got Ben Affleck in it. I love
you know
him.
What was good with Ben Affleck, though? Well, Gone Girl. That was really good.
That's what
your mom just wanted.
Do you know who Ben Affleck's friend is?
Download it, Nikki.
I know. My grandmother said it was really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
To download it from Google Play.
Everyone completely missed it.
So we can legally
going to make
stream
fuck
it,
you guys.
Or not yeah. So we don't have to stream it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can.
It's because Shade Local.
All right, single out this audio.
Yes, Ben.
No, fuck yourself.
Oh, Ben's here. Hey!
Yeah, did you
know
notice?
I'm leaving. Fuck you guys. All right,
so,
I tried. Fuck it.
On my phone today, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but
nope.
When you visit locations frequently on with your Android phone, Google will start to recognize where you go.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, do you want to know direction times to this place?
But it's funny, or more like the travel time, but it's funny. I went to a place once, and I got the notification yesterday.
I keep getting notifications because I always get stopped at a stoplight when I get off the interstate.
That's a new one. That hasn't happened to me.
It's like, hey, are you interested in this Publix intersection? I'm like, no.
No, that's an intersection.
No, I just fucking get stopped.
No,
but
that happens to me whenever we go to Illinois. It's like, do you want to go to your aunt's house? I'm like,
no.
No, I want to go to my grandmother's house to go back to bed.
Well, it's not like you said Ben.
No. Bed.
So now since it's Wednesday, Google is like, hey, are you interested in going to Applebee's?
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone recognizes Applebee's.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So I actually got an Amazon Echo as well.
You did, but yours, even though you only ordered it like 2 weeks after me, yours doesn't come until, what was it,
May?
Yeah.
May 27th is the suggested date, but it's like May 20th to July 2nd.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But I got mine. I'm pretty excited about it. We're most likely going to move into the condo by the end of the week.
Oh,
I'm sorry, the end of the month, not the end of the week.
Oh, end of the month. So it'll be Black History Month.
Yes. And our, like our, not worst case scenario, but like, far reach one is February 6th. We'll be moved in.
Okay.
And we should all get tattoos next weekend.
And apparently we're all getting tattoos next weekend.
Speaking of Black History.
But I need to design mine before I get it.
I've already got mine.
I
like yours.
What is yours?
It's a biomech sleeve.
Oh.
Interesting.
Are you doing the whole sleeve?
The whole sleeve, the whole side piece of my heart.
Like, in one sitting?
No, hell
no.
Or
are you just going to do all the line work?
I'm going to do my ribs first, and then the heart. Actually, I'm going to do the heart first, then the ribs, and then the rest of the sleeve.
Yes.
But where it says, where I have this tattoo here on my arm. Oh, fuck it. It's going to look like it was riveted onto my arm.
On your bicep.
And the rest
okay.
is, like,
that's
metal
really
and
cool.
muscle.
Through the forearm.
That's super. What about the one on the inside of your arm?
I gotta figure out something to do with that one.
You know, they can incorporate that.
I'm going to get my Dova tattoo.
A lot of biomech tattoos like have the skin look like it's ripped away, and I can have it look like this is the only part of skin that was left.
Interesting.
Yeah. I want to get something written in Dove around my ankle.
Okay.
And that's why I had those three translations out. No.
Yeah, I did see your translations. That was pretty cool. I wish Dova. What's the name of the language?
Dova.
I wish Dova was completely written.
They have a translator.
They have a translator, but it's not...
It's kind of wonky.
It's not a full
language.
It's not like...
it's not a full
What's the
made-up...
Doesn't Lord of the Rings have a made-up language
yes.
that's a full language?
It starts with the Sindarin.
Yeah. And, like, I want a Dova language like that that's fully written.
Yeah.
I do, too. I also wanted more dragons. Like, I wanted more shit with dragons. I also wanted...
Well, Dova is actually... That's not a Skyrim-created language. There was a
really?
Pre-existing... There is, like, kind of a...
Are you
mutually
talking about
agreed
how
on...
it's made? Like, how it's drawn on?
Because
that's cuneiform. That was like Sumerian writing. It looked exactly like that.
It may be similar, but I know the reason the dragon writing, at least in Skyrim, I don't remember if
three, because
it's because of the way their claws, mm-hmm. you know, that they could write it with
their
claws.
What I would have really have liked out of Skyrim would have been another DLC, kind of like the Shivering Isles, size-wise, but you hit up your dragon buddies like, hey, you want to go to Akavir? No, fuck that. Oh. And you just go anyways, because there's so much about it that no one knows about.
Was there a DLC that allowed you to fly dragons?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That was in Dragonborn, the one where you go to...
Right, okay, because I do remember being excited about that. And I think I have it, but I've never played it.
It's dumb.
Oh. It is kind
of
dumb.
You get more of a dragon riding experience in Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Really?
Wow. By doing the flute, which is actually pretty fun if you just want to waste time.
I'm all about wasting time. My entire life is wasting time.
This podcast.
This podcast is all about wasting time.
Hey, but now we go to conventions and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've decided on another costume.
You have. Before you talk about that, I want to interrupt. Okay, so the first line of panels have been accepted by MetroCon, but... Oh, we haven't been accepted yet.
Oh, fuck me.
But one of the admins said that they are going to go... They're going through the list again and doing, like, a second round and so on and so forth.
Oh, okay. So
we're not out yet. Not out yet.
So, like, the absolutely sure, yes, all the time ones got accepted.
Probably.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah,
like, Stan Lee would get accepted. The Walking Dead would get accepted.
Right, that would make sense.
Yeah, they probably just did the pro panels first, and mm-hmm. then, like, the smaller guys.
So, but I didn't... It wasn't, like, a formal press release. It was on the MetroCon Facebook group and the...
Press
you know
relief?
What? Press release, shut up.
I'm
release.
Trying to think of, like, relief as in, like, press relief. Is that, like, the opposite of paparazzi?
I don't know.
Yeah,
people who come in and beat the shit.
It was in the Facebook
paparazzi.
Group where you know one of the people in charge of the panel like put it there.
Is a press relief called a pool?
What?
So Nikki, what's your new cosplay?
I don't know. Did you see the second Hunger Games?
Yes.
Or read the books?
I read half of the second Hunger Games.
Do you remember the crazy chick with the axe?
Yes, I do remember her.
That got naked in the elevator.
I do remember her.
I wanted to fuck her so bad.
I would have been happy if she got naked in front of me in the elevator. That would have sufficed.
I just liked her. She was just like, fuck everyone. I'm like, you're my favorite.
I wish that's what she was doing.
And you have an axe.
Particularly in the elevator, if we're going to be specific here.
Fuck her in the elevator.
With Katniss's face, she's like,
Katniss can jump in too. It's fine. I wouldn't mind.
I do not
wonderful.
Find Jennifer Lawrence attractive at all.
Really?
At all.
I mean, she's funny.
She's not...
She's very funny.
She's mostly personality,
person.
I would say.
Yeah. I'm attracted
like her,
to her personality.
Yeah, and it's not like she's bad looking, so it's, you know.
Yeah, at least she's not dumpy, but she's
like she's very attractive, and then you throw in that awesome kick-ass personality on top of her attractiveness.
She's not that attractive, though. Like, she's got a great personality. I love
yeah,
her
but,
as a person.
But I'm saying she's attractive enough that it just bumps up her... I wouldn't, like, say she's not attractive.
She's not, like, one of the girls that I'm like, oh my god, I have
on
to smack
your,
my
I
dick across her
this.
Face.
I gotta do this list.
All right, so I guess Ben has a must slap my dick across her face list.
I do.
Alexa, please add this to my... Oh, man.
Yeah. Did y'all hear about GTA Online Heist? It's like weeks away from
I
the Xbox
allegedly
One.
Heard they're actually happening now, but...
Yeah, like...
I stopped giving
they're weeks
a fuck
away.
A year ago when the game was released and did not release with heists.
And it's still not released for PC.
Yep.
It's been held back again.
Yeah, I saw that.
I stopped giving a fuck a long time ago.
Oh, speaking of DC, DLC, Assassin's Creed Unity apparently had DLC like a long time ago, long enough to where it's free now.
You're like crushing my ribs.
Wow.
And,
it's because you're pregnant.
No, she's just fat.
Huh. I bought the season pass, probably. Okay. I say probably because I don't remember.
Yeah, I've done that with a couple games. I'm like, I think Titanfall, I think I had the season pass for.
Titanfall. I remember not buying the DLC for Titanfall.
I remember strongly debating it, so there's a chance I didn't.
But yeah.
Because I know I bought it for Battlefield, or maybe I didn't for Battlefield. No, I think I did for Battlefield. And even though I played Battlefield a good amount, still never downloaded the DLC.
Oh. Unity.
Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yes.
Not the game
yeah,
engine.
Yeah, not the engine. Our friend Kat, her boyfriend Steven, sold me Assassin's Creed Unity. And, you know, because he wanted the physical copy and he had the digital one. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And he came to me earlier this morning and was like, hey, dude, I was at San Diego Comic-Con and I got a signed mint condition sealed poster of Assassin's Creed Unity. Okay. It's a really cool looking poster. He's like, I'm going to sell it on eBay because I need money. But instead of it going to some random dude, do you want first dibs?
And?
Well, I'm getting it in the mail.
Oh, all right.
For cheaper, too. For cheaper, like, significantly less than he wanted. I told him, I was like, hey, you know, if you need money,
go ahead and sell it.
Do eBay, you know?
But I'm prepared to give you this much.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that was a pretty cool thing. But yeah. So I'm glad I have my new job now so I can afford stuff like that.
Yeah. You were starting to run out of money.
You do awesome jobs.
Yeah, I was starting to run out of money for sure. My first paycheck is going to be about the amount of money I currently have in my bank.
That's good. You're doubling your about your assets. You're doing phenomenal. Yes. Congratulations, sir. Get you doubling your wealth. At this rate, you'll be a trillionaire by the end of the week. I mean, yes. It's phenomenal.
I can't wait till I'm done paying off my fucking car.
As opposed to your normal car? Do you have like
I have two separate cars, yes. No.
You have one special car that you do sexual favors in?
Yeah, just the backseat of my
love
normal
how
car.
I'm saying that when Joe's dad's in the kitchen. Yeah,
my dad's just like listening down, like, what? Sexual cars? Why would you have a special car for that? I don't understand.
You have a special car for sexual favors.
So, did y'all know that Monday is Martin Luther King Day?
I did.
Yeah, I have off of work.
Why is that?
A holiday?
Why is that in January? Why isn't it not in why is it not in February?
Good question.
I have no idea.
We'll have to get back to you on that one.
Is that to make up for like the lack of the 29th and 30th days?
I think it's an important date. I'm not sure what it is, but it might be.
Maybe it's the day he gave the I want to be a queen speech. I have a dream. I have a dream speech.
Was that intentional?
Was that a Freudian slip?
A Freudian.
Joey wants to be a queen? That's what I
got. Well, we can go to Hamburger Mary's tonight and you can fulfill your dream.
That's not my dream. That was Martin Luther King's dream. Aren't you paying attention?
that was definitely a Freudian slip.
No, it was intentional. I thought queen instead of dream because it rhymed, and then I just kind of put it together.
Ben, you're kind of a huge weeb.
All right, you're good.
Did you ever watch Ghost in the Shell?
I did not.
Well, fuck you. Because Scarlett Johansson's supposed to be playing Kusanagi in the live-action one.
Not sure how I feel about that.
I kind of love it.
I mean, I like Scarlett Johansson. She's hot as shit. But I'm not sure. I mean, I'll have to see it to make a final judgment on it, but...
I just worry. It's like, oh, you're going to have Scarlett Johansson in it. Yeah! And then it's going to be like the movie's shit. It's like, but why? It's like, I saw that. I was like, yes. Scarlett Johansson.
Jenna Coleman. Can we see Jenna Coleman in more stuff?
No.
Yes.
Why not?
Scarlett Johansson.
I'm not saying for that particular role. I just want to see Jenna Coleman in more stuff. That's all. It's like just a general statement.
Austin, I think your girlfriend's a lesbian.
A little bit.
I'm okay with that.
Austin, this is what happens when you spend too much time on Tumblr.
No,
then you start getting into wolves or some shit.
Oh my god, did you see the video of the guy? He's like, in every way except physically, I am a wolf. And he's like staring off onto the beach, he's like,
I think we talked about that.
Was he being serious?
Yes!
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the Saturday stream, yeah.
Yeah, so now
Saturday stream.
Saturday.
Which we won't be here for.
We won't. Yeah. Are you guys streaming? We can talk about that at like dinner.
Yeah, I suppose it's a plausibility.
Well, if you're not me and Joey will stream from Texas.
I guess, I don't know what we'd stream, but I guess that answers my question. Yeah, you can go to Cats. I mean, you can stream.
She's like
from...
45 minutes from us. Oh, I'm still hoping she'll see us, but
yeah, I guess that answers my next question,
which is
Halo 5 Guardian is ending in like this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if y'all played it yet.
Yeah, I've played it.
I've played it maybe 3 times. And 2 of the times was when I was in Texas with Kat.
Gotcha. No, I played it for a couple of hours. The first time, I wasn't too into it. The second time, I got more into it, and it grew on me.
I absolutely
hate... You don't look like a Spartan.
...the end game Cheers.
In-game cheers.
If you lose or win the game, have you seen the animations?
Yeah, where everybody's just kind of standing around being like...
It's not standing around. It's like a, yeah, bro, yeah, in your face. Woo!
Yeah, high they five. Don't say those things, but they do those motions, yeah.
Teabagging. Yeah, somebody. Yeah, but that's because their helmets are sealed off.
Is there one guy that's teabagging?
No. No, but I'm pretty sure there's a bro fist.
There's a bro fist?
In one of the animations.
I don't know. I didn't see that one specifically, but that's kind of the general mentality behind it.
Yeah, like they do little motions of like, yeah,
I'm kind of mad you pointed that out because I didn't really notice that too much until now, but now I'm going to notice it.
Kat really noticed it. Wait, like she's like, watch at the end of this game. I was like, what?
What the fuck is this
what
shit?
Is this?
No. Spartans are douchebags. Yeah.
Yeah.
Master Chief is turning in his grave.
He's just like, but he's still alive.
He's still turning in his grave.
Master Chief walks back like, what the fuck?
He's turning in his crypto changer.
Yeah, if you haven't played through fucking Halo 4 yet, you're an idiot.
Sure.
Still cutting it out, because some people haven't.
Yeah.
Like,
are you kidding? It's been three years! Don't
cut it out, just go beep! So it seems interesting.
By the way, Snape kills Dumbledore.
Twice. First in the bedroom, and then in real life.
Ah.
You mean
gay straight or
straight Snape straight, kills gay
yeah,
Dumbledore?
There it is.
Yeah, that one was definitely picked up on the podcast.
Brofist.
Boop.
That worked.
Close enough.
So I've been in training and I've just been focusing on like eating easy stuff. Like I go to Chick-fil-A for breakfast and then I buy a second Chick-fil-A breakfast and you know, eat that for lunch after putting it in the microwave. And that makes my farts smell so rank.
Oh, yeah, because of eggs, right?
Yeah. Mm. And, oh, actually, one time they got the meal wrong, and it was Chick-fil-A chicken with eggs instead of bacon. And that is an amazing taste.
See, it's funny. I went the other way around. I meant to order the chicken and ended up with bacon instead.
Oh, yeah?
And I was not a huge fan.
Well, I don't know if it's like the normal thing, but because it said special. It was a chicken, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, that's what I wanted, but accidentally ordered bacon, because really what I wanted was chicken, bacon, and eggs, and because I'm an idiot, I didn't realize it was just bacon and eggs.
Well, I asked for bacon, egg, and cheese, and apparently I heard chicken, egg, and cheese. I mean, I can understand how it sounds similar, but, you know.
I don't, but okay.
I mean, it wasn't a horrible incident. I still enjoyed my meal. But, speaking of training, even though I keep on saying those tangent words... those tangent hot words.
Alexa.
Command, please.
Yes, Nikki, go get me a drink.
Get your own fucking drink. You I'm said command, punch you please. In the dick.
You asked for a command. You literally said please.
Anyway,
you even asked politely.
as if not to offend me when asking for a command. May I have another, sir?
Please.
Anyways, when I was doing a slideshow type test, my trainer put in the word dinkle snort.
What?
Has anyone ever heard of that word?
No. Nope. Is it actually a thing?
I don't know.
Isn't a dinkle like when you have that little piece of poop left over?
That's a dingleberry.
Dingleberry! Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That's a dingle. I was thinking of dinklebot as I was typing it out.
Dinkle snort.
Apparently, yaks.
So.
Yaks have dingleberries.
Okay, Google. A lot of them.
Well, I'm sure
Dinkle snort.
Dinkle with a K. Like Dinkle bot, but
Dinkle snort. Okay, giggle snort. God damn it.
Giggle snort?
Giggle snort?
There's also a dingle snort, but I want Dinkle.
I'm gonna Google it as well, just texting.
Okay. Dinkle snort is a band.
Okay.
Really? I'm gonna bring that up tomorrow.
Dinkle snort on last
you
FN.
Start talking and my hips like reverberate. It's weird. Huh. Stop doing that.
Would you
that.
Say that your hips don't lie?
No, they don't.
They don't lie still when I talk.
So they're like Abraham Lincoln. Because Abraham Lincoln doesn't tell a lie.
Did you just compare my hips to a dead guy that was president?
With a beard.
With a
and
beard.
Killed vampires.
And killed vampires!
Okay, then.
I also looked like he had a thought to say, and then silence.
No. Did I show y'all my new ID for work?
Yes.
Yeah, I learned to never smile with a mustache. I look like, I'm saying this for the podcast, since y'all have heard it like 5 times. I smiled and I angled my face down a little bit and I was slightly tired. So I looked like a sleazy Greek club owner.
That's like, exactly what he looks like.
Hey, oh, come to my club.
We have hot bitches and vodka.
That's vodka. That's Russian. That's
definitely
it'd be,
Russian.
It'd be like wine or something.
Or vodka.
Or
that's how much general. Of a sleazeball he is.
Yeah. He's not even good at being Greek.
So,
He's not even good at being Greek.
We took a group photo for like the finished training picture, even though we didn't finish training yet. And I didn't smile in the photo. Everyone's like, oh, look at Austin, he's not smiling. And then someone else is like, oh, look at Austin, he looks the best out of all of us. I'm like, that's because I wasn't smiling.
See, so, yeah. Well, now that I have a beard, I hate smiling, so that's fantastic.
I think it's the thickness of my stash.
Yeah.
I have a pretty...
My stash is thicker than my beard. I don't really trim the stash, but I trim the beard.
Why is that so funny? I can understand why it's funny.
I don't have a beard, and hearing you guys like, oh yeah, my stash is so thick. What the fuck?
Like, what the fuck are these guys talking
about? My mustache in a jar. Do you know what that's from?
No.
Vegeta said that.
No.
What?
What if you like shaved your downstairs region in that shape?
In a mustache
and beard.
Like a handlebar I've mustache?
Yeah, like a handlebar beard and then the
what
mustache.
What about a Fu Manchu to where it like dangled down by your legs?
No. No.
Yes! And the girl could grab it.
Ow!
It would almost be like kissing.
And then if it's thick enough, you can get into dreads and then be like a strict Jew.
This has gone on way too long.
Guys, remember what I said about how we couldn't go any worse and then we hit rock bottom after that? We were wrong. We're like down Mariana's Trench territory.
You know how like the Jews have like those like the strict Jews have those dread type hair style?
Yeah.
What if you have that?
Man.
This has gone to hell already.
So,
yeah, because we're not even half an hour into the podcast.
We've offended
hit rock
everyone.
Bottom really? Like 3 times.
Has it been half an hour yet?
No. And we hit rock
it's like
bottom.
We're bouncing off the ground and just hitting it even harder every time.
Yeah. It's like an anti-bouncy ball.
All right, let's get more momentum, okay? Up in the air. So the Samsung S6 was announced.
Was it?
And it was hinted at. It was barely announced. But it was hinted at having a lighter TouchWiz interface.
Which could potentially lead me to buy an S6.
Yes.
I will be the first one to have one. I'll just hold off on buying an S5.
I am hoping that they're going to update the S5 to that. Because I'm kind of forcing myself to keep this phone.
That's a good point. Because it would be a TouchWiz update.
Yes.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm the only reason why I'm sticking with Samsung right now is because the camera's pretty decent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the IP67 is just what is keeping me right now.
See, it's funny. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I like IP67, but or 67, whatever. I don't. But it's not like a selling point for me necessarily.
Well, now that I've experienced it, I'm not gonna let go.
You never go back.
Like people run to the house when it's raining. I just casually walk.
Gotcha.
Like I can be soaking wet walking doors. I'm like, huh, okay.
Maybe no, I'm just okay. Like more adventurous with my phone, but I don't see for me. I don't particularly care. But yeah. Although, like for example, when I was in Ohio and it was snowing, my phone was actually getting very wet because
snow is made of water.
Snow is made of water. That's how that works.
I learned well, that this now week. That we've cleared that up,
I'm just kidding. I knew that.
You're just kidding about the snow.
He had to Google it before he went up there.
But
okay, Alexa, mixing the two together.
Yeah. Except Alexa uses Bing because she's a fucking communist.
Yeah, what the
I'm gonna go get a girlfriend named Alexa, just so when you guys are talking to your fucking echoes, she'll be like, what the fuck?
It's funny because we can't change Alexa's name. We could change it to Amazon, but fuck that. So we'd like have to change...
Then I'd just have to find a girl named Amazon.
Or Alexis.
We'd have to change
Amazon
your girlfriend's
woman.
Name. We would just be like, listen, our echoes already called dibs on that name.
What if I met an Amazon woman named Alexa?
That would be glorious.
An Amazonian?
You'd have a 6-foot-tall girlfriend.
I'm okay with that. That is a breeder for me. I'm a fucking midget.
He could
baby, agree. I love it when I look into your belly button.
I'm not that short.
Uh-huh. Really?
Fuck
I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. Ben, how tall
you know,
are you?
I'm actually...
How tall are you? 5'7"?
He's lying. He's 5'2".
My
fucking... I'm 5'2".
My physical says 5'7".
We are on the podcast. Nobody knows what he looks like. We can pull this off. He's 5'2 and a half.
He's 6'8".
And he looks like
he's
a rabbi.
He's Master Chief.
I am a rabbi. I'm a son of a rabbi, actually.
Son of a rabbi.
He looks like a rabbi with the...
Son of a rabbi. Son of a rabbi.
I have, like, mini locks going on. Like, yeah. I have to tuck these behind my ears.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you're saying about the pubes.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what the fuck you were just saying.
Is that a yarmulke?
But I actually wonder if you live in a household with somebody who's named Alexa, I bet that's really fucking annoying.
Alexis. And yeah?
It's going to implement more names in the future.
Yeah, but for now.
Jarvis.
I mean, because it's really good at, like, picking it up instantly and, yeah, like, every even just, like, casually speaking.
What if it's picking it up right now as we're saying it? Alexa, 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 bink.
What?
That's Alexa. Like, what the fuck is going on? I don't get it. So I could see, like, if you had, like, a daughter named Alexa or something, and you said Alexa.
No.
I would
before
never...
you even ask, no.
You don't want to name your daughter Alexa?
No.
Why is that? Because Echo already took the name? That's
he's going to be like, can we name it after the Echo? It's like, no!
I would not name my kid after Echo anymore because of the Bing feature. Bing?
You're really holding on to that Bing thing, aren't you?
You know how people have that term called not even if they pay me?
Yeah.
Bing will actually pay you if you use their search engine, and I still won't use it.
It's true. I tried. I used it for a good, like, 3 days, and I just found myself suddenly on Google again. I don't even know how it happened. I was just, when I was like, oh, what happened to
Bing? You were Binging for Google.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Is that a thing?
That is a thing. Yeah. However.
So, would you still get paid?
Yes.
What did you use Bing for to go to Google?
Like, what if you... Because you know how on Google you can search sites? On Bing, can you search sites and can you search Google? Can you be, like, site Google and then put your search?
Oh, like how you can tab the Google?
Yeah. And just search Bing on... Or Google's results through Bing.
Maybe if Bing was its own browser and had that tab feature like Google does.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
That would be an idea. Yeah, I just got caught with overwhelming tiredness.
Yay.
It's like Bing. Okay, Google.
Bing, okay, Google, Alexa, what's up?
Siri?
It would be, okay, Google, Xbox, Alexa.
God damn it!
That's what you get for using your phone during the stream.
What else do we have? We have Xbox, okay, Google,
Siri,
Alexa. Hey, Siri's a thing now.
Hey, Siri.
So, like,
oh.
Okay, Google, Xbox, Alexa, hey, Siri. That doesn't make sense.
S-Voice has a hot word, too.
Oh, yeah. So does...
Galaxy.
So does G-Voice, which is, I think it's just LG.
Oh, LG also has one of those...
Yeah, they do.
...dumb proprietary ones. I hate...
Yeah, it's called VoiceMate.
I hate it.
VoiceMate?
Yeah.
I hate S-Voice so much.
I know. It's like, we have Google Voice. We don't need this shit.
That's just them looking like they're riding in the coattails of iPhone.
Yeah.
And it makes iPhone look like they're innovators.
And they're not.
It's our best iPhone yet. What, is it going to be worse than the last
you've
one?
You've got LG Mobile and Hello Genie.
Genie. But is it like G/NE? Genie.
No, it's like, you know, a genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no way to turn it off either. It's really annoying. I don't want it. I just want to delete it altogether. So.
Good.
That was cute.
Excellent. Splendid.
Oh, S-Voice is based on Vlingo.
What's Vlingo?
It's like bingo with a V.
No, VL. Vlingo.
Okay, so a VL.
It was a personal assistant back before Siri was a thing.
Before Siri was a thing?
Hold on, let me see. Oh, after years of patent infringement lawsuits between the two companies doesn't say. Oh, acquired by Nuance.
And who's Nuance?
Nuance. Let's see.
It's not that important. We can go back to the podcast
now.
I'm
curious.
They're the guys that did something with technology.
I did something with technology once.
Its servers power Apple's iPhone 4S Siri voice recognition application.
What?
So Samsung owns the Siri server too?
Jesus, aged bananas.
Da-da-da.
The camera, the chips.
So it's basically a Samsung phone.
It's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very happy with my phone.
Oh, that's good. I just fucking annihilated my laptop with my elbow.
I got my new S5. I'm happy with it. I answered my phone in the shower. The future is here.
Don't give people that idea, Nikki.
Shut up.
People are going to start calling Nikki in the shower. Hey, Nikki, you showering?
Yeah. Yes! Yes, I am! I'm talking on the phone in the shower.
Want to do hangouts?
No. No! Are you naked?
In the shower.
Are you naked in the shower?
No, well, I'm wearing my one-piece bathing suit. I'm wearing my scuba suit.
Yes. I'm wearing my clothes.
I'm wearing a full wetsuit, just so I can get the appreciation for it.
Yeah, with flippers and a mask. And it's one of those like full head rebreathers, so there's no actual body exposed.
In which
to the water.
Case, I would actually want to do a video chat.
In fact, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, hey, that actually sounds like fun. Can we do that?
That sounds awesome.
As a group, we should all do it together
while talking to each other on our phones.
Yes, we should just do a video hangout where we're all just
in like scuba gear, or no, in various different types of exploration gear, like scuba, hiking, spacesuit. Like that.
All in the shower,
and just have a hangout of it and screenshot.
It has to be like an extreme environment. So, like if we're hiking, it has to be raining while the other person's in the shower. And better yet, fuck the shower. Let's just go. One of us will be hiking in the rain. The other one will actually be scuba diving.
One of us needs to go to the moon.
One of us needs to get into orbit. Hey, SpaceX has that private flight line now. Totally can happen. What? There's four of us. What's something else adventurous?
Just one of us sitting at a desk.
And one of us sitting at a desk. You're right.
I'll be at work. Breaking protocol by going on hangouts on the computer.
Is that protocol?
Yeah, that's adventurous, isn't it?
Yeah. Breaking protocol? Shit, with his, look, he's got a shirt with a pocket with a specific pen holder. Look at that shit.
Yeah, it is sewn off.
You know, we have a shirt set, the IT job I work at. And they actually have a slot in the sleeve, like up on your bicep, that you put a pen in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you have one too. Yeah. In fact, you have mine, actually.
Do you have pocket protectors on them?
No.
No, because it's strictly a pen pocket. You don't need a pocket
protector.
Yeah, but
what if the pen
is actually
explodes?
For Sharpies?
All right, pens only explode when you have that vacuum pen.
I don't think I've had a pen explode on me in my entire life.
I've had a pen explode on me. It
yes,
sucks.
But was it an art pen?
I had something else explode on me.
It was a gel pen?
Were you...
When I was on an airplane.
Oh, well, that's not
You are a smart, smart individual.
I was like
That
10.
Was obviously before 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you probably couldn't bring a pen. Well, I'm sure they
It was like
a
gel
pen.
You could totally bring pens.
Yeah, in fact, you know what?
I brought
a fuck ton of gel pens.
Yeah, I brought a bunch of pencils
me.
On my trip to Ohio that I could have easily stabbed and killed somebody with.
But you can't even bring toenail clippers.
You can't say that. This is going on the internet.
Not actually going to stab and kill people on the internet. Or on the,
yeah, it's not going to stab people on the internet.
I'm going to
wait till
he's
on a fucking plane.
Oh, man.
We go on a plane in 3 days.
It's not like I'm going to edit the podcast before then. Let's be real here.
That's true.
I mean, you can't stab people on an airplane with a pencil. That's not very knife.
Oh, man.
And here we go back to rock bottom.
Slowly. Yeah, and anyway, so then that's when the doctor told me it was contagious.
What?
I'm just, yeah.
Good job, Nikki.
I didn't pay attention, Nikki.
What?
Fuck off.
The thing
wasn't
is, she probably wasn't
the whole
paying
story.
Attention at all.
I know.
So she probably thought that was a real story.
I'm in Nikki Land.
Nikki Land?
Benland sounds so much better.
The Nikki Land, yeah.
Benland. Mine actually Benland? Sounds like a country.
Bin Laden?
I am Bin Laden. I am Ben Laden.
Okay, Ben, you can't say that. We're going on a planet in 3 days.
He's dead.
Anti-ghost stabbing people with pencils.
We are the
and
ultimate companionship on airplanes.
Bottom.
Bin Laden and pencils.
Bin Laden and pencils.
And welcome back to Ben.
Welcome back to Ben. Here's my name.
Welcome back to rock bottom.
Glory to Benlandica.
Benlandica.
Don't say that when we get on the plane.
Can I scream glory to Arstotzka?
Glory to Arstotzka for Benlandica! And then the plane crashes.
The fucking.
Fuck, damn it.
the air marshal or whatever tackles me out of my seat.
Where the fuck has Benlandica? What are you doing? Nothing! It was a joke!
Start playing TNT on your phone. Hello? Yes, I'm on the plane now. No, it hasn't gone off yet.
Yes, I have it.
Yes, it's in my carry-on.
Or, here's an idea. You could bring the Necronomicon and have a fun dinner party.
I have the Necronomicon.
What's a Necronomicon?
Can we bring that in a
Ouija
board?
You summon Cthulhu with it.
Yeah, that
on an airplane?
On an airplane? I'm just imagining Cthulhu like breaking through an airplane and then just falling to 20,000 feet.
And I would be
guys. I think I killed Cthulhu.
Can I be on his can I be on his shoulders holding a sword as we fall?
No, a lightsaber. You're holding a lightsaber. Well, Justice Batman.
I'll dress as Batman.
But I really do have a Necronomicon copy.
Good.
What is an actuality in Necronomicon?
That is what summons Cthulhu.
No, I got that, but like what's it look like? What is it made
of? It's a book.
Like
a book.
In lore, it could be made out of like human skin or something like that.
Okay.
But mine is just a black book with the Necronomicon seal.
Do you know there's actually a store that sells like human leather products?
No! Yeah. Harvard has like 4 books that are bound in human skin.
That's so delicious.
That's metal.
I don't know why I said delicious. That was weird. I shouldn't have said that word.
You were freaking me the fuck out.
I sold out too. I'm a little concerned about myself.
There is a special gun in Destiny.
Hey guys, can we go to the abortion clinic?
What? Special oh my god! Destiny.
There is don't a special... say that too loud.
And podcast.
Nikki, as she said that, she grabbed her stomach like she was pregnant.
I'm not. I'm just fat.
There is a special gun in Destiny called something like
the flesh boner.
The gut of flesh or something like that. Okay.
Flesh boner.
And it's with the new DLC.
Okay.
And then when you buy an upgrade for it, it's like a really, really crappy gun. You won't even think twice of it. It's white. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you upgrade it, crappy. And it becomes a legendary gun. Okay. And then you upgrade and upgrade, and you buy something else and upgrade it, and it becomes an exotic gun called the Necrochasm. And it's like a really badass primary arc damage gun.
And it comes from like a shitty white gun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got 3 evolutions.
Or 2 evolutions.
It's a Pokemon.
Now?
But like that might be like the new thing for Destiny.
Evolution. Okay. I'm interested in that. I think that's a cool
but
concept.
Like there's no actual guide. It doesn't tell you what it does. It's okay. Like, oh, if you buy this item and attach to this gun, something will happen. It had something to do with like a cannibalism.
Okay.
A thing, Lori.
Stuff.
God, my eyes are getting really itchy.
Hey, Walking Dead comes back soon, doesn't it?
Boo.
Next month. Arrow comes back next weekend. I'm fucking excited.
So I guess
our next Wednesday.
Are we talking season 4?
Season 3. They had a mid-season finale.
Okay.
Game of Thrones comes back in April.
Archer's back.
I started watching Agents of Shield.
No, Archer is back.
And it's an okay show.
Archer back.
I need to catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I need to catch up on season 3 of Arrow.
I just watched season 8 of Doctor Who. It was fucking phenomenal. Probably my favorite season so far. Although,
which one was that one?
The one that just came out.
Yeah, the one with Peter Capaldi.
Capaldi.
I gave up on watching Doctor Who too. I gave up on watching every show except for Once Upon a Time and American Horror Story.
I'm all caught up on Game Once Upon a Time on Netflix.
And Game of Thrones. But Game of Thrones has been...
I need to watch Game of Thrones. But...
Yeah, you do.
Me too.
Yeah. My wife's going to conquer all of Westeros.
We go again with the lesbian stuff.
Okay.
Daenerys is my wife. I love her.
But
oh, God, so my eyes.
I want to learn how to forge swords so I can make all the swords from Game of Thrones.
I have a friend.
I know you do.
That will teach
I think
you
we talked about this last podcast.
We did.
Can we go still buy a learn. Blacksmithing facility?
We can build one. I have a huge empty freaking shed. Garage thing.
I like that idea.
And I've already started working on building a mini foundry to melt bronze and copper and aluminum.
That's exciting.
Because I'm making my if I cut my hair, I'm gonna be Hook from Once Upon a Time.
Aww. Hooked on phonics.
I wish I could pull off Hook.
Wait, no.
Why not?
Because I have a costume to be Emma Swan. No, it's weird.
We won't wear those same cosplays.
Wear the same cosplays at the same time.
Deal.
Done. We figured it out.
We got it. But I'm still going to be Hook because Hook's badass.
Yeah.
But I'm going to forge my own Hook. The only thing is that in order to be able to bring it to comic cons and conventions in general, it has to be dull.
Yeah, you're going to have to like really dull that out.
Well, I'm just going to make the mold for it, not dull, and then shape it and round it out at the end.
Yeah, that's what it.
It's not going to be that hard.
I didn't say it was going to be hard. I just said you really got to round it out. That's all I was saying.
I really don't actually have to do a whole lot because the mold itself will be round. And then as soon as I pour the molten metal in, it melts out the mold. And then it's just done.
What you could also do is you could take like aluminum foil or something. And you can make the tip pointy, but you know, you're not going to stab anybody with rolled up aluminum foil.
Why not?
Or once I get it cleared through weapons check, I can bring my forging hammer and just point put it back into a point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's not a lot of work.
No.
And aluminum's easy to bend.
Oh. You're making it out of aluminum?
Yes.
Aluminium.
Aluminium. Because that's the most, like, readily available scrap metal you can get for super cheap. Like, yeah. I can drink, I think it's, like, 30 cans of soda is 1 pound of aluminum.
Yeah.
So, I get 3 12 packs, I get a pound of aluminum, I have a hook.
Yeah, and you can pour your Mountain Dew into
a 2 liter bottle.
Sure, a 2 liter bottle.
Or my mouth.
Yeah.
We need only if it's Dr. Pepper.
I probably
so that we can do all cool this. Stuff.
I probably have a pound of aluminum thinking sitting in my room right now.
Stuff and cosplay stuff. Let's do that.
And we need to paint a room out of whiteboard paint.
Oh yeah, we can build our own costumes.
That's my sister said the same thing about the kitchen at the condo. But let's paint it with chalkboard. But you get like chalk dust everywhere.
Yeah. Well, then you vacuum it.
I don't want to have to vacuum.
Why don't we just use white?
Yeah, whiteboard what's wrong with a whiteboard?
Paint.
And chalk
because
makes
I don't
sounds.
Think you can paint it with whiteboard paint.
You
but
can.
It exists.
It does.
My the place I work at has whiteboard.
Yeah, they sell it at Walmart. It's like 10
we were gonna
bucks
put
a
it. Yeah, we were gonna put it in Joey's room before he decided he was moving.
Yeah.
Dad decided they were moving.
I promise it exists.
I'm absolutely
and
sure it exists.
It's pretty inexpensive.
In the developer room, which is like half Russians, seriously, all the developers are Russian.
Do they yell at each other in Russian?
Do they just hold vodka like all day? Do they write on the whiteboard with vodka? Because that's what I would do. I would just like take colored vodka. And...
But yeah, like their main language is Russian.
That's exciting.
And there's even more Russians in Russia that they speak to that code for us.
Oh, okay.
Using MS SQL.
Glory to our thoughts.
Yeah, MS SQL. How you like an MS SQL?
I haven't learned much of it yet.
We'll talk about this after the podcast. This is not a podcast conversation. But I have lots of technical questions for you I'm curious about.
It's 10:30.
It is.
Which means we're 45 minutes into a podcast.
47 minutes and 27 seconds.
Look at us knowing time, which won't be accurate once we edit this.
No, it won't be.
Someone's going to look at the timer and be like,
what the fuck are these idiots talking about?
So I say, before we go out to dinner, we shall go visit my buddy, and we shall go get estimates on tattoos.
It's so far.
It's not that far!
I've got to get to work
Nikki,
at
can
eight.
I tell you that I don't give a fuck how much my tattoo costs?
I know, but you wanted to see...
I also have a guy who does biomech tattoos. Yeah. He's the guy who did Sai's entire sleeve.
Yeah.
And he hooks me up because cool.
I want a free tattoo. I want a free tattoo out of the deal for bringing everyone with.
Jeez, greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's basically using you right now.
I know.
Wow.
All the more reason to go to my
buddy.
There's
a name for that. I don't remember what it's called, but it's not a nice name. A leech.
Mom.
A bitch. A communist.
Mom.
A cocksucking cocksucker.
You know, I felt pretty bad because I was telling someone about the Dollar Shave Club. He's from the military, so you know he's used to shaving all the time. And I told him about the Dollar Shave Club. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I showed him all the different stuff he's never heard of it before.
Right.
And I was like, oh yeah, by the way, I have a link. You might get some money from it if you use my link.
Uh huh.
And he ended up buying it, and he didn't save any money, but it sent me $5.
Oh.
So I feel kind of bad because I honestly thought it would, but it didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was a mutual thing. Like, you both got $5 off your account.
I think it's supposed to make you greedy, like, oh, I need to invite friends so I get money, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be so much easier to invite both of you?
Human ambition.
Yeah, damn.
It's like all the bad parts of a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a Chromecast just because of the $20 play credit.
Yeah, the $10, it's basically $10, so it's pretty
cool. I want to get that Anymote universal remote, but it's like $7, and that's, I can't justify spending that, even though we're going to spend like twice that on dinner tonight, but still.
Yeah, I can't justify spending $7 for something that's potentially useful, but dinner for $20 is okay.
Yeah, mediocre dinner at that.
Hey, I enjoy my diarrhea after Applebee's.
You know, I don't ever have weird poops after eating food.
Yeah, me either.
Like, people like
well, no,
eat,
after
like...
Applebee's specifically, but like, pretty much anywhere else, I have. Like,
no time have I ever, like, eating shitty Chinese food where everybody gets the shits. I never get the shits.
My brother took a crap in my bathroom, and
I'm so
pissed. We have our own bathroom.
Why would he use your bathroom, then?
Because his special guest is visiting.
Oh.
So he took a dump in my bathroom.
Who
either
fucking
that,
who?
Either that or he's covering for her.
And she took a dump in your bathroom?
I've followed a girl. It was like nasty. She went to the bathroom, and then I went after her after she was done. I didn't go in at the same time. And I was like, you know what? I can wait. I will. I don't have to go that bad.
And the thing
that's the glorious part about working with all guys. Like, we own our shit. We're like, yeah, you don't want to go in there. And if you do, well, you're brave.
The thing is, the bathroom's in like a hallway that's sealed off. And he closed my bathroom door and the hallway doors and didn't turn the fan on. And I went to the bathroom, so I'm like, oh, it smells. And I heard the fan going on downstairs to my neighbor. I thought the smell was venting from his fan through my fan. I was like, oh, that sucks. And I was getting pissed because, like, that's bad
engineering.
And
then you realize it was in your...
Yeah, and then I asked my brother, like, did you take a dump in my bathroom? And he goes, oh, yeah, I did a long time ago.
That's disgusting.
So it's been sitting in my bathroom.
That's stirring, if you will.
I'm really upset because in the new condo, there's, you know, my dad has his bathroom, and then there's, like, the community bathroom, which means I don't get my own bathroom anymore.
I didn't have a bathroom for 22 years. I'm worried about bathrooms.
I like having my own bathroom. Bathroom?
Bathroom?
Bathroom. 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 I can't talk, I've decided. My eyes are also on fire.
Why?
I don't know, but they really burn.
Yeah, they're all red.
They're all red, and I'm starting to tear up.
I see.
Maybe
that.
I'm just like emotionally distraught.
Yeah, pink eye.
You're getting further away from Alexis.
Alexa.
It works either way.
But her name's actually Alexa. She doesn't like it when you call her Alexis.
Sorry. Thank you for the feedback.
Yeah, man. Because with the echo, like, if you tell her to, like, go fuck herself or something, she'd be like, I'm sorry, but thanks for the feedback. And you just, like, feel so bad. Aww. Like, I'm sorry, Alexa, I didn't mean it.
It's like, Alexa, you're a piece of crap. I'm sorry, but thanks for the feedback.
Yeah. She's actually, the voice accuracy is so fucking, Ben's not even paying attention. He's
the voice himself. Accuracy is so fucking of.
Incredibly accurate, and it's great. It's very limited in what it can do right now, but it is still a beta, so it's whatever. But the accuracy of the voice is fucking stellar. So.
And it's got a lovely melodic voice.
Yeah, it's nice. Very human sounding.
Is
yeah.
it?
It sings Memory from Cats.
Can you tell Alexa you're going to call her by a different name and she is to respond to that?
No, right now the only two options are Alexa and Amazon. But they're saying they're going to add more.
That sounded very sex slavey.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you by a different name and you are only to respond by that.
Hey, yo, bitch. Hello, master.
Yeah.
It's like during your duration here.
Can you have it call you master?
No. It doesn't. I don't know. Actually, it hasn't called me anything. So
yeah, I don't think it's referred to. Because it doesn't refer to one person. It's more of a family thing.
Yeah,
anyone
it's more
can
like
talk
for
to it.
You put it in your family room and stuff. Or in your kitchen.
What if you don't ever want a family?
Well, then I guess you'll have to do with not
it's
being
just
called
a room.
Your name specifically.
It's pretty cool because you can also be like, Alexa, hi. And it's like, hello. It's like, good night, good night. Good morning, good morning. And you say, like, Merry Christmas, and it tells you Merry Christmas, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah.
I try to say Happy Boxing Day, and it's like, sorry, I didn't understand. I was like, fuck.
I'm not Canadian, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
This model is not compatible with Canadians.
If you would like to be a Canadian, please order one from Amazon.ca.
Or CA. What's the website for Amazon.ca? Amazon.ca.
Oh, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
I don't remember that scene.
That's when he ordered the package to see Ramona Flowers because she worked for Amazon.
I don't remember any of this. I need to watch this movie again. What
we will
do
watch it in
lives?
Texas.
When she shows up at the front door and she's like, here, sign this. And he's like, and just throws it in the trash.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that.
Okay. Do you have a TV to thingamajig? Connector,
no,
or do I have to go source that from Sun?
Wait.
I have a
TV to what?
One. I don't have an HDMI one, but...
I have an HDMI.
TV to what?
DisplayPort to DVI. Or, I'm sorry, DisplayPort to HDMI.
And DisplayPort to the Apple one?
It's not exclusively Apple, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't have that one.
I have one.
Okay, cool.
Or Sai has it. I don't know where it's at.
USB 3.1 micro will have DisplayPort integrated.
Sweet.
USB 3.1 micro is the, just so everyone knows, is that double-sided, double-flipped USB.
Like reversible.
It's reversible and flippable.
Yeah. Like the lightning charger on the Apple. You can plug it in either which way.
It's like the lightning charger on the Apple, but both sides are lightning chargers.
Yes. Which is even better than lightning. Yes. Except that lightning's still faster, but... You know.
You know what else is faster than lightning?
It's a gigabit.
Yeah, I think Lightning's like 6 gigabit or something.
The Flash.
We'll look it up. We'll reference the links in the description. There's a link dump of things.
I still use FireWire. What's wrong with that?
I tuned out. Kidding. You guys are talking nerd.
We are talking nerd.
That's welcome to a podcast is about.
Welcome to podcast hashtag nerd.
You're talking
in podcast.
Tech nerd.
Drop mic. I will disassemble this mic stand just to drop the mic.
Don't do that.
I won't.
These mics are expensive.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we have hit the 45 minute mark.
45 minute or 55?
55 minute, 45 seconds.
Okay.
So, do we want to call it a podcast 55? I'm Joey, by the way.
I already said who I was.
I knew Ben said it. I'm Ben.
No, you're not.
I'm also Ben.
I'm Ben.
And you are?
I'm Joey, Austin, and Nikki.
All in one?
Good night.
All in Nikki. One.
Oh, never mind. That sounds
in order of importance.
Yeah.
Never mind. I hate myself. I'm going to hang myself. I'm not going to do that. Suicide's a real thing. Suicide hotline. Call it. If you're thinking stuff.
1-800-SUICIDE.
I
don't know if that's
I don't know. Now I have to like actually put it in the link to not be like a total douche canoe. All right.
We'll discuss that later.
We will. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening. You're the
later.
Bestest.
I love you.
Pizza.
Love you.
Pizza.
Stay classy.
You guys want a fork later?